We were just joined by U.S. Senator Robert Menendez from the state of New Jersey, and we're going to do a little bit of a New Jersey theme today. My new book is called Don't Go There, and yes, New Jersey is in that book, but for other reasons. I'm not saying don't go to New Jersey, but there is a couple of books that have come across my desk over the last couple of years, and the authors of those books, I like to call them the Mark and Mark, but it's Mark Moran and Mark Skirman. A great book, and it's got a great series of books, but specifically about New Jersey. It's called Weird New Jersey, and of course now Weird New Jersey Volume 2. And just when you thought it couldn't get weird, it gets weirder, right?
Nice we made it twice.
I mean, going through that book the first time, I found New Jersey is the only state that I know that has a trash museum.
Yes, it does.
Mean, who knew, right?
We're very proud of our trash.
Absolutely. It's got to go somewhere, right? But the one, I mean, looking through your book, I mean, there's so many surprises. I mean, obviously, everybody's a character in the book. I mean, there's so much great history there, but it's like history lived and then relived and relived, right?
And retold.
Yeah.
You guys are local boys. You guys are from New Jersey.
Sure. I think if anybody other than a native New Jersey person wrote a book called Weird New Jersey, you know, there'd be fighting words. You know? but we can kind of make fun of it because we're here, you know.
All right. So since you are local, and so you're off the hook on that one, What's weird? Give me a weird. Give me a weird.
Give us a town. We'll give you something.
How about Westfield, New Jersey?
Okay, we're here in Westfield. Go ahead.
I don't know, Mark. What's the?
Well, you got the famous List murders. That's a nice drive-by.
Should we go into that? Should we tell them a little bit about it?
Nah.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Well, most people know John List, who killed his entire family in the 1970s and then took off, and nobody knew where he was for about 30 years. And actually, he was caught through America's Most Wanted, I think, finally. Was that the right show?
Right.
Unsolved Mysteries or one of those things.
But, so, like, on our tours, we say, well, you can drive by the place where the murders happened. So that's a tour.
Yeah, we just like to take interesting, odd things and tell people, you know, these things are right out in your own backyard, and you can see it. Like, around the block from here, you can see Charles Adams' house, where he created the Adams family, and it looks kind of like the house in the TV show, so, you know, it's just...
And around here right now, since we're so close to Halloween, it all looks like the Adams family.
That's true. There's a lot of that around here.
I know. You know, and looking through the book, especially Volume 2, that one thing that struck me, because New Jersey has, there's so many stereotypes, starting with the Soprano family, but...
That's not a stereotype.
I didn't say that. I did not say that. Wow. Okay. But there's also, I love the SS Atlantis. And the reason why I love the SS Atlantis is, yes, there's a wreck of a ship called the SS Atlantis. It was made of cement. Mm. The ship was made. Hello?
Is it a surprise anybody that it sunk?
No, a ship of cement in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm. That's one of those things we try to, incorporate history, but history that probably never should have happened, you know.
Somebody thought it was a great idea to build, in fact, not just one ship, a number of ships.
Mm-hmm. There was about four of them.
A whole fleet.
Out of cement. And, wow, there's a little plaque. I got to read you the sign. I love this. Somebody actually spent hours writing this plaque. Remains of experimental concrete ship, one of 12 built during World War I. Proven impractical after several transatlantic trips because of weight. Well, hello?
Well, if you don't try it, you'll never know.
Does that follow the paper mache ship that they did? What was the biggest surprise for you guys in doing this book? I mean, one that was like so weird that you said this has to have its own separate chapter.
Oh boy, that's tough.
Or your favorite.
Yeah,
some of our recent travels, because it's always the next place we're going to go to. It's like the anticipation of something that might or might not happen.
Yeah, a lot of people ask us, well, what's the weirdest thing you've ever seen, and it really changes on a daily basis because it's always we consider ourselves investigative reporters, right? Now yesterday we had a great opportunity. We actually talk about a tunnel in the book called Dead Man's Tunnel in Jersey City, and then
wait, stop right there. How did it get its title?
Underneath this huge high school, Dickinson High School in Jersey City, there are these stories of these tunnels and catacombs that extend down to a train tunnel, which is known as Dead Man's Tunnel because the legend is that 100 years ago an Irish railroad worker got killed by a train and his ghost haunts the tunnels. But it's said that these tunnels also travel for about a half mile and come up in an old cemetery. So we had been hearing these stories for years and years, and there was a lot of people said that they had actually traveled through the tunnels and come out in the train tunnel and come out in the cemetery. And then just yesterday, we were actually we never really knew how to get into, and we had been looking for it for years. And then recently, the 200-year-old cemetery where it allegedly led went abandoned, and it was all overgrown. You imagine the creepiest cemetery you can think of. And when the
music to your ears.
When volunteers decided to save the cemetery, they uncovered this iron doorway that led into the side of the mountain, and they invited us down to see what was inside. And we thought, well, this could be, you know, the tunnel. And I got to say, you know, this was one of the creepiest places we've ever gone. We went into what was a receiving vault. Years and years ago, and then that led into the mountain where there were catacombs and tunnels and bones and rotting coffins, and we can't say whether the tunnel actually connected with the dead man's tunnel, or I mean, we went as far as we could, let's put it that way, but it was dark and sinister, and it's just the kind of thing we live for.
Okay, now it's in the book, but today if I want to go out there, could I go down in the tunnel? No.
Not without permission.
From who?
Well, the owners of the new owners of the cemetery.
They plan on refurbishing it, and pretty soon it'll be open. Everybody.
Maybe they'll give tours.
There'll be a Starbucks there. Anyway, in the quick time we've got left, I want to tell everybody, not only is there Weird New Jersey Volume 1 and Weird New Jersey Volume 2, you guys have gotten weird on us, right?
Yeah, we have a book on about 30 different states. Each gets its own book now, so we're covering a lot of ground.
Okay, my question, is there one state that's just not weird enough to make it?
Utah. We're staying out of Utah. Although we do have
we do have
some good Utah stories in our new Weird U.S. book.
All right, Mark Moran and Mark Skirman, thank you for joining us, man.
Thank you.
Not weird enough. All right, we'll be back.